I love word puzzles. You know, when I see things and I see words, I always see word puzzles. And I was thinking about the word come. The word come, to come to a place, to a resolve. You know, to come to the knowledge of the truth. We have to, it's a place that we arrive to, that we get to. You know, if you're going to come over to my house for dinner, it's when you get there that you arrived. And God wants to do something in our hearts and lives this day. He has something to say to every last one that's gathered in the room. That's something about our Lord and Savior. He never leaves anyone out. Amen? And the question he will say, ask you is just, will you open up and receptive to listen and hear what he has to say? Amen? John 15 is probably one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, and they're all my favorite, but this is a favorite. And I love it where Jesus says in John 15, verse number 5, he says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. You can do nothing. In other words, we are agents for the agency of the Holy Spirit to work through you and I to accomplish what God has planned in this world. Isn't it amazing that God chose to break us between him and the fruit is the branches? That he chose to work through you and I instead of around us. Amen? So I want you to go with me today to John chapter 15. I'm going to begin to read with verse number 12 for the direction that the Lord has laid on my heart today. Verse 12 says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that fruit, your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. I want to focus your attention today to verse number 16. And the Word of God says that you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he give it you. And the title of this message is Chosen, Not Frozen. Now, when I got this title, about 2 months ago, my granddaughters, Alexandra and Katie Lynn, invited Katie and Donna and Jackie, and I got to be there with them, and we watched the movie Frozen. Amen? Our daughters were so excited that we watched that movie. And what I didn't watch very much of the movie. I should have paid attention to more. But one thing that I do recall about the movie is when everything was frozen and stuck, the only thing that thawed it out was love. So as we're ministering today, everything that we're saying and everything we're going to proclaim to you today is seasoned in love. Because you know that we serve God and God is love. So today the title of the message is Chosen, Not Frozen, and I'm using the word come to arrive at a place. You're chosen, ordained to move with expectation. Amen? We're chosen and ordained to move with expectation. Amen? Are you with me today? Let's lift the word up and make a declaration in the house. Are you with me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do this day. Now, Father, I pray, Father God, that Carl gets out of your way. That none of this is about me, but it's all about you. Lord, I open myself up as your agent so the agency of the Spirit of God can work through me, speaking to everyone that is gathered together in this house today. Father, I pray that they would be built up, that they would be encouraged, that they would be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and the honor and all the praise. And Lord, we say, have your way. Lord, we know you're up to something today. Lord, I feel a spirit of heaviness in the house. Father, I thank you, Father God, that that's going to be broken, Father God. Many are going to be released today, Father God. And Lord, I praise you and give you glory. Now you guide me, Lord, and you direct me, Father God, and you speak to me, I pray. And when all is said and done, you receive glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ha. Ha. You know what I'm smiling at? I'm smiling at where we're going to, not where we're at. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God wants you to get that picture, a picture of something that's coming your way, and versus that thing that's sitting in front of your face. That thing that's sitting in front of your face is what's stealing your faith. It's what's stealing your joy. It's what's stealing your peace. But God said he's come to set the captive free. He's come. He's paid the price. He said all we're going to have to do is just step into what he's already accomplished. Anybody with me? Amen. Hey, it isn't a whole lot of things that we have to do. All we have to do is get a revelation and understanding what he's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just going to operate and move into finished work at Calvary. I don't know, when God finishes something, he never says, oops. Because when God does something, it's perfect. And everything God has done, nobody in this world can undo. Amen. Amen. When he said it is finished, hallelujah. Praise God. First off, God wants you to know that you're chosen. Look to the one next to you and say, you are chosen. Look the next one next to you and say, I am chosen. Look the next one next to you and say, we are chosen. Look to the right, say, I am chosen. Look to the left, say, you are chosen. Look straight ahead and say, we are chosen. Give God a shout. You know, when you look at that word chosen, it comes from a Greek word, eklego. 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 And eklego means I was selected. Amen. That God has selected you. Amen. That out of everyone in the world, God chose you before the world was even created. God knew everything you would do. He knew you would be sitting here today. He sees our going in, our coming out. There's nothing that he hasn't seen. He sees the beginning to the end. That's one thing I love about God. Satan can't see the future. He can only see the present and what he hears. But we serve a God that's the same in the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, and he's everything in between. Amen. It gets me excited that I've been chosen. Amen. Have you ever played in some sports teams and you probably weren't the best athlete maybe, and they were picking sides, and everyone was picked. And you were the only one left, unselected. God said before he selected any of the others, he selected you. Amen? I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but one thing I found about God that I serve is I can do all things through him. So even though I wasn't the greatest hoop shooter, the Holy Spirit, look out. I wasn't the best football player, but I can do all things through Christ, right? I don't know where that's going, but God's doing it. Amen? God wants to encourage someone in the house. God wants your spirit to be lifted up. You know, we're facing some tribulation in this world, but he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen? And we're going to face some tribulation, and we're going to face some storms in life. Amen? But God wants you to know something today. Say, I'm selected. He picked me. Amen. So turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. Chosen, not frozen. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse number 13. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Thessalonica, says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. You know, that salvation comes from the Greek word soteria, and soteria means healed morally and physically and morally healed. Amen? So he showed us this sanctification, which is hagios, or holiness, or purifying us through the sanctification of the truth, aletheia, which is God's word is true. So he's saying to you and I, he selected you and I before the foundation of the world to be mentally and physically whole, being purified by the word of truth. Isn't that awesome? Amen? He didn't just choose me to come to church on Sunday. He chose me to walk in victory. This is where we just come together to get motivated a little bit. This is like a pep rally. Now, aren't you grateful that your pastor isn't up here with pom-poms or something? Hallelujah. God wants to cheer you up. God wants you to understand that greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. God wants you to understand you can overcome that adversary by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, which is the words that you declare out of your mouth. When the doctor brings you a report, God says, whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to stand on the report of the Lord. He loves me, and he has a plan in my life. Amen? 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 You know, I've been in places where people have received bad reports. When do you receive a bad report? They told you you weren't going to live. How long ago was that?
Almost 2 years.
2 years ago. They said there was nothing they could do. Right? Amen? But what did God say?
He said I was healed.
Yeah. Hallelujah. In other words, God wants you to know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That he selected you, that he's grafted you into the Father, that you're part of the kingdom of God. Amen. And God's got good things coming your way, even though the adversary brings all this junk your way. God wants you to understand he's got your back, he's got your front, he's got your sides. He said he'll cover you and he'll shelter you and he'll watch over and he'll keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I know what I'm battling against. I'm battling against darkness and the rules of darkness and wickedness. And it's really wicked. But I serve a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords that is greater. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 The devil just wants to knock you down. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all with me? Look at the one, say, I've been selected. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. If faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, it's not just about what Pastor Carl was saying to you. I'm speaking to you the word of God. And as the word goes forth, whether you recognize it or not, there's faith that is established inside of you. Because his word declares it, that it comes by hearing. Blessed are those that hear, keep, and do those things that are written in the book. Amen. Threefold blessing coming our way. Amen. So in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3, it says, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Amen. I'm his son. You're his daughter. Amen. I'm a daughter of the king. I'm not a daughter of the king. I'm a son of the king. Isn't the devil the author of confusion? Okay, sometimes I act like a girl. No, you kidding. No girl here. I love girls, though. Okay, don't get me wrong. Amen. Look right next to you and say, you are selected. I am selected. We are selected. You know, he says, not only are you selected, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. That word ordained comes from the Greek word tithame. And tithame means that he placed you in or purposed you. In other words, when you were ordained, he placed you in the vine and purposed you to bear fruit. So as we're looking at that, we're placed, and purposed. So look at the one next to you and say, you have purpose. Because God puts you in this place. Amen? So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse number 7. Again, our thought is, I have chosen you, you have not chosen me, and I've ordained you, that we've been chosen and we're ordained. Ephesians 2:7 says that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen? Amen? So he's ordained us. In other words, we're connected to the branch. The branch is connected to the vine. He's ordained us. He's placed us in the vine to be bearers of fruit. Jesus would say in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Everything that we're doing here, I'm here today to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I do not receive any glory, neither do I want any glory, because God does not share his glory with any man. Amen. I'm here to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm here to shine his light. It's not my light. It's the light of Jesus Christ that's shining to light up the place. Amen. We're to light up this world. We're living in a dark, dark age. We're living in a dark, dark time. And it's more important that our light so shine before men out there that they may see our good works, not when people deserve it, not when they earn it. When somebody curses you, you bless them. When somebody despitefully uses you, you go ahead and bless them. You render love. We're not in a battle with people. We recognize our battle was with the rulers of darkness. Amen? We're not battling with people. We can't put a face on the battle. Amen? What does the devil want you to do? He wants you to put a face on your battle. So your focus is all on that face instead of the demonic world and demons that you're in battle with. He wants you to have your eyes on the person and not on who the battle is really with. And God wants you and I to know that we've been chosen. We've been selected. We've been placed in the vine. We've been placed with purpose. Amen? That he says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you a hope and an expected end. God has plans and purpose for everyone in the room. Amen? So no matter every time the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. Amen? Amen? We're in this world. We're not of this world. I don't know about you, but I'm a heavenite. There's a lot of Mennonites in the valley. I'm not a Mennonite. I'm a heavenite. I'm a citizen of heaven living on earth. That makes me a heavenite. You're a citizen of heaven and Christ Jesus living on earth. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and power and every name and heaven and earth. Amen. God wants you to understand who you are. God wants you to know that he selected you. God wants you to know that he purposed and he placed you into the vine. Amen. None of it's by mistake and none of it's by accident because God does not make mistakes. Amen. I want you to understand something. There isn't a mistake in the room. That doesn't mean that you haven't made mistakes, but you are not a mistake. You are not a mistake. God knew you before you ever formed in your mom's womb. He knew every hair on your head, and they were numbered. God knew your goings in and your coming out. He knew every last thing that you would do. He knew every action that you would take, and he still loves you and still pours his love out and his mercy and his grace. I don't know about you, but that makes me love him even more. That while I was yet in my sin, he went up and died on that cross for me. Amen. Paid that price. Amen. Come on now. God wants you to know that you have purpose. We're not just gathered here just for the sake of gathering. God's getting ready to do something. God's getting ready to pour out his spirit in this world like you've never seen before. God is getting the people ready. God is getting people ready to carry some glory. Amen. He's going to prepare your vessel so you can bear and carry the glory of God. Hallelujah. It doesn't have anything to do where you were. It doesn't have anything to do with what you've done. Jesus said, you're a new creation in me. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Man, maybe remember what you've done, but I wiped it away. As far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. You walk in the newness of life. You walk as that new creation. You walk as the man I called you to be. Not who the devil tried to make you to be, but who I called you to be. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. I might need water. Where's my wife? Give me water. Levon got me. I must be getting loud because I need water. Hey, can I say something to everybody here? I'm not yelling at anybody. I get loud when I get excited. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about Jesus. And you know what? I'm really excited about what he's doing. I'm excited about what he did in your life too, Jimmy. Amen? Because you know what I see in your eyes? I see a different man. Yeah. Because that thing that took place in your body, God did it to show you that he was real. Amen? He showed you that he's real God. We serve a real big God. Amen? And, amen? I'm not gay or anything, but you look good, man. Hallelujah. Pardon me. Okay, Colossians 1, that's where we were. You know what? You know why I grew up and went on that? Say that? Because God has done something supernatural in everybody in the room. Every last person in this room, God has done marvelous and wonderful things. You know, the adversary wants you to look at what's going on now and wants you to forget what God did yesterday. But God wants you to do this. He wants you to remember that He's always then been there. He said He'll never leave you nor forsake you, that He's as close as the call of His name. Amen. That you've been selected, you've been purposed and placed, according to Colossians 1:10, He says, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to the glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. So you've been chosen, you've been ordained to do what? To move. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. Amen? In other words, it's harder to hit a moving target than a sitting target. You're marked with a bullseye that the adversary wants to hit you. And I know if we got some deer hunters in the room. How many deer hunters we have in the room? Any deer hunters in the room? Any hunters here? Amen. It's hard to hit a running deer, isn't it? It's easier to hit a one that's sitting or stationary. Amen. You and I ought to be like, as the deer panted for the water. I didn't sing that right, and I'm not going to sing it. Barbara and Judy aren't here today. They usually jump in and sing that for me. They're sick. Hey, well, can we do something right now? Let's send the word out right now that for everyone that's battling this respiratory disease and this infection in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Father God, that your word declares the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down every stronghold. The stronghold that we're pulling down is bacteria, Father God, and inflammation that is on people's bronchial tubes, Father God. And we bind it right now by the power and authority of Jesus' name. We call it loosed. Snot go in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory that you said it's done. We believe it, and they receive it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 Yeah, I got attacked with that old snot. We're not going there. We'll leave that alone. Turn with me to Acts chapter 9. And the reason that I'm using for moving Acts 9 is God had a call on Saul of Tarsus, and God was going to speak to a man of God named Ananias, and Ananias really didn't believe that Saul was worthy. Hello? Amen? So let's look at the account in Acts chapter 9, verse number 10. And there was a certain disciple of Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he may receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he have done by to thy saints at Jerusalem. And there have authority from the chief priests to bind all and that call on the name. But the Lord said to them, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. In other words, God says that you're a chosen vessel, that he's chosen you, he's ordained you to go. Go. He said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And that's Mark 16. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak in new tongues. If you drink any damnable thing, it shall not harm you. If you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen? And in other words, we're chosen, we're ordained, but it's important that we allow God to move through us. Hello? So many times I hear people saying, well, I'm waiting on God. And when I asked him, he says, no, I'm waiting on them. Hello? He's already accomplished it. He doesn't have to do anything else. All he's looking for you and I to do is come into revelation and understanding of the completed work of the cross of Calvary so that we can walk in the fullness of God. That we're chosen, that we're ordained. We're ordained to move, not just move, but move with expectation. Amen? What did you come in today expecting? Some of those things only come with prayer and fasting. Anybody with me here? Okay, I better close this up. Go with me to Philippians chapter 1. I see hunger is in your eyes. Pastor's putting people to sleep. I love it where Paul says to the church of Philippi and in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 20, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Paul would say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. Paul had a heart of expectation. You know, every time we gather together, I'm expecting something. I'm expecting God to show himself off. Amen? I'm expecting him to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever you expected or even asked for. Amen? Amen? In other words, what God says to you and I, by his word and by faith, we don't have to leave here in the same manner that we came in the door. Amen? So in closing today, what does the Lord want to get into your heart and life today? When we come to a place, we arrive at a destination. We come to a climax. We're there. We're chosen, we're ordained to move with expectation. And here's what the Lord laid on my heart today. In the closing of the day, service today. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 11. Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Right there. And the Lord said that there are many in the house today that are laden. That you're carrying things. It may be your finances. It may be your health, could be your homes, your families, whatever it is that you're laden with. Jesus said to you and I, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You may be here today. You may be laden with sins that you haven't been able to get rid of. There's maybe things that have been controlling your life. God wants you to understand that when He calls you, all He asks you to do is respond and answer. Just as we call on Him, He says, call unto Me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know of not. When He gives a call to His people, all He's asking you to do is respond. So in the closing moments of the service, if you're here today and you're laden, you've been carrying some burdens, or whatever you're laden with, God is here to lift some burdens today. He's the burden lifter. If that is you, I ask you just to come around the altar. We're just going to pray together today. Hallelujah. I ask for you to do me something. Maybe if you didn't come, I ask for you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And I ask you to extend your hands of faith towards these people that are being prayed for. Hallelujah. Will you let me pray for them?